mean, I just ordered new glasses. I went out, got a new haircut. Looks cool, by the way. Fucking awesome, except for Gary pointed and laughed at me when he first saw it.
That's life, baby.
Anyways, can you not do that epochy for this episode, please?
No.
Schwa the roll call.
Explorer from the unknown, Yellowcaster, Autogar.
Loyal and loud, Pinkcaster Lay.
Paying respect to the original Japanese heroes,
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger,
Ultra Ranger.
And welcome everyone to Ultra Ranger, where we talk about Ultraman's past, present, future, Godzilla, and all kaiju in between. I am your co-host, Pinkcaster Ultra Lane.
And I'm your host, Ultracaster Yellow Autogar.
That's what I meant. Ultracaster Pink Lane. Gar's eating Pocky.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I actually did order new glasses and stuff, so I'll get those soon. Probably by the time this episode's out, I'll have them already.
Oh, wow.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, I got a new haircut. I won't show it because I don't want to give Gar some work, so.
Yeah.
So, you know me on Facebook or Twitter, go on my Twitter and I'll have a picture of me. Oh, look, I look so handsome.
Anyways, we got some news for today.
Wow, we actually do.
Yeah. Very last minute news. And I was like, oh, thank you.
I love it. You're like, yeah, we have some news. Some very last minute news. Oh!
So, first bit of news. It's our Godzilla marathon.
Yep. We watched Godzilla Final Wars.
Yeah.
You don't like it, huh?
It felt kind of boring.
Okay. Honestly, I enjoyed it the whole way through. It had lots of cool action, had humans fighting. We got a lot of kaiju, which was really cool. And we got to see Godzilla kick the 98 Godzilla's fucking ass. Mm-hmm. And I loved that the Exian, like, villain was just like, fucking knew that tuna-eating monster was fucking useless. I thought it was really good. So honestly, I recommend you guys go watch Godzilla Final Wars if you want a really cool Godzilla movie. But I will say, there are far better ones, for sure.
In other news, in episode 26, I mentioned that I ordered a Ultraman Geed Royal Mega Master vinyl figure. It finally showed up.
Yup.
And I absolutely adore it.
Yeah, you do.
I also got my Zero Eye Neo.
Yup.
And it was also my birthday. My birthday passed.
Yep.
While the recording of episode 28 and 29, in between those episodes.
I got you Kong Skull Island on Blu-ray.
Yep. And I treated myself, so I also got the Ultraman manga volume 7, 8, and 9. So now I am fully caught up on the Viz Media release of the Ultraman manga.
Good job.
Anything else? No? Okay, then. On to news. Like, actual news.
Yeah. Ultra news. Oh, God.
So, Premium Bandai has announced a new set of Bullmark figures.
These look really crappy, but I think that's the point, because they're supposed to look like old toys from, like, the 60s.
For those that don't know, Bullmark is a, Bullmark Toy Company was made the original Ultraman figures in the 1960s. So Bandai is re-releasing a new set just for Ultra 7.
Cool. Why is King Joe blue?
Well, that was the thing. Like, the toys weren't accurate. It was just toys. It's the sake of being consistent.
Oh, and there's Metton. He has the table. And then look at the weird fucking proportions on Ultra 7. That's awful.
Yeah. But yes, we have Ultra 7 Metton with his little table. You got Ella King. You got King Joe. And I want to say Alien Icarus.
It does look like Icarus. He's a bat monster from Ginga.
Yeah. These just look cute.
Yep.
They look adorable.
It's kind of Zetton comes with the table. Or Metton comes with the table.
So far, no announcement for prices yet. Chances are they'll either be released... Chances are they'll be released as a set.
You think you'll get this set?
No.
No?
No. I'm not that much of an Ultraman guy to... Like, I'll buy Ultraman-themed merchandise, but I wouldn't go this far.
Okay. You wouldn't go as far as to get the fucking Zero... Or the Ice Looker.
Because...
$540 for just a blade.
It's not worth it.
It isn't.
Well, we'll get to something that is worth
it. Well, if it was signed by, like, Dan Moriboshi or something, then cool. Like, totally be worth $540, but... No.
Alright. Next news article.
Oh! So,
Ultraman Geed got a new form. Once again, just for the arcade. And it is called Ultraman Geed Danted Truth. Or Dainted Truth.
And this form is gorgeous. It is a fusion
between
Father of Ultra and Ultraman Belial. And just it's literally they took G Magnificent and G Primitive and just put the two together. And it's fucking awesome.
Now, what you're seeing on the page, everything is in Japanese. So I asked my sister to quickly translate it for me, because my sister is fluent in Japanese.
Yes, she is.
So I'm just going to quickly read the notes that she sent me. Alrighty. Sent me a picture. It's like it's in her handwriting, so she decided to type it down. The name threw me off. Dandit Toulouse or something? Like the fusion's name.
Mm-hmm.
Ultraman Seed. He is a fusion rise, in quotations, what the fuck does this mean, of Ultra Fathers, Chi-Chi,
mm-hmm.
and Ultraman Burial. She spelt it with an R, 7 L. His Hisatsu Wazu, secret hidden.
Hisatsu Wazu.
In quotations, secret, comma, hidden, comma, final. Attacking is blazing burning. It's a shot from his weapon and is very powerful destructive beam, in quotations, Ray.
He is holding a weapon.
Yep. It shows the two he fuses from in the bottom corner, and along the bottom is a link or something that shows you how to get this capsule or get to his capsule. It's a funny.
Yeah, but no, this form's fucking awesome. It takes both of my favorite Geed forms and just makes an even more awesome one. So this is definitely in my top favorite Geed forms, like, period. And I like that the horns on him are, like, curved, so makes him look more like devil-like. Like he's a demon. I like it.
Looks all right.
Because it's funny, too, because this is literally, like, because Father Ultra and Belial are, like, kind of, like, rivals. So, like, every time, like, Father Ultra shows up, Belial's just like, hi, Ken. Hey, Belial.
Hi, Ken. Want to fight? Sure, Ken.
Oh, I love you, Ken.
Sure, Ken. Bring it on.
Come on, Belial. Let's go Schwa, yeah.
I think we made that joke in episode 26 of Ranger. Okay, you know how we were talking about the Zero Eye Slugger?
Yes.
Well, now you can get the Ultra Guard costume.
Oh, no, so you can dress up as Dan Moriboshi.
Yeah, so you can dress up as Dan Moriboshi.
Even comes with the belt and the pin.
The blaster.
That's cool. How much is this?
Is set for a July release with, for 1,300, 3,200 yen.
That's like 150 bucks. It's not bad for a fucking costume like that. Mm-hmm. Especially if, like, comes with everything. That's pretty good.
Oh, it doesn't come with the helmet. That's the only thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Doesn't come with the helmets or the gloves.
No. That's still pretty cool, though.
So.
There you go, Guy. You can dress up as a member of the special...
How about no? Because it's a unisex size M.
Okay.
Means medium.
It's Japanese.
Yeah, it's also Japanese size.
Cool.
And for the final news article today, it's not really Ultraman or Kaiju news, but Lane and I are both fans, for those that don't know, of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, me more specifically with Raphael, so Raph's the man, or the turtle, in this case.
And for those that don't know, Nickelodeon announced that when they are ending the 2012 series, which has already happened, they also announced a new cartoon slated to release this year called Rise of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
It's a weird title for it. Like, what are they rising from? Are they rising from the sewers?
They're just rising.
Okay. Fusion Rising?
No.
Oh.
And as of today, which is February 1st of 2018.
Yo.
We finally got character designs for our main turtles and April O'Neil and Master Splinter. Mm. And I gotta say, look like crap.
Yeah, they're not really that good. Like, if I had to pick my favorite out of all of them, it's probably honestly Raph. So, but Raph looks like a fucking hulking monster.
Yeah, like, okay, let's go to Raph first, since for this show, they decided to make Raphael the leader of the team.
Yeah!
So after 30 plus years, Leonardo's just no longer cutting it.
Honestly, Leonardo's my least favorite of the team anyways. I always hated him. Always.
But the major problem with Raph, aside from him looking like Slash a bit, he doesn't have his iconic size.
Yeah. He has tonfas for some stupid reason. Because I guess this is supposed to be a more kid-friendly show.
And besides, they also... Like, this is what they also did in the Ninja Turtles the Next Mutation, where Michelangelo had tonfas and not his nunchucks.
Weird.
Yeah.
Leonardo, he's just got, like, one giant fucking sword, but I like to think that it turns into two separate swords, so...
It's also weird that he has, like, weird, like... I don't want to say scarring, but,
He's got a blue shell.
Yeah, he has, like... It looks like he has, like, some,
armor on his shell.
Like, tattoos on his body. But, yeah, instead of having his iconic two katanas, he just has one giant katana.
Yeah, and then we have, like, Donnie, which he looks cool.
Yeah.
And he has, like, a spear.
Yeah, Donnie, he definitely reminds me of, he reminds me of the blend of the, Michael Bay movie Turtles and, Donatello from The Next Mutation.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has the whole headband.
Yeah.
Mikey is my least favorite, though.
So tiny.
I don't know, I was just never a fan of the Michelangelo. I liked him in the 2003 cartoon, but aside from that, I never really liked him.
Oh, honestly, like, other than the 2012, I think the 2003 Mikey was, like, one of the best Mikeys we ever got.
I also don't like how, like, his knee pads have smiley faces on them.
Well, that's because he's the jokester, right?
And third, much like with his other brothers, none of them have their iconic weapons.
No.
Raph has tonfas, Leonardo has one sword, Donatello has a spear instead of his bow staff.
Oh, and Michelangelo has a flail.
Yeah.
It's a flail.
And Mikey has a flail, or would it be a mace?
No, it's a flail. Flail's like a mace with a chain.
Okay.
Yeah, a mace is a mace.
And this is when we just start getting weird.
Yeah, so April O'Neil's going to be depicted as a...
African-American.
African-American, and that's obviously completely fine.
Yeah, that's we are fine with April O'Neil being a non-Caucasian woman.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you see this image on its own, would you believe, and if I told you, that's April O'Neil, would you believe me?
No. Be like, what?
Like, if anything, she kind of looks like she would belong in Danny Phantom. Because of the glowing baseball bat.
I just think it's weird now that they just made April O'Neil a fucking teenager. I'm just like, fuck it.
Well, in 2012 cartoon started that trend of April O'Neil being a teenager.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. Why have an adult woman with teenage turtles? Why don't we just make her a teenager as well?
Makes sense. So because she was an older woman, so then Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles can go fucking gaga over her.
No.
Yeah, because to show the puberty and whatnot.
No.
I mean, that's why I love when they find April in the 2003 cartoon, and just Mikey's like, whoa, can I keep her?
Well, yeah, because it's a human.
Yeah.
But then we get the worst of all the character designs.
Oh.
Master Splinter.
God, Splinter, what happened to you, man?
I'll just come out and say it. He looks so racist.
He looks fat too.
Like he looks stump. Like he looks stumpy.
I feel like they're gonna give him the most stereotypical Chinese accent. Oh my goodness.
That's just gonna be racist.
Yep. Right? I won't even attempt to do one. So no.
Worry. No. Neither am I.
And I like to think you don't have an image of Shredder, but I like to think since, like, a lot of people like to, when in media, like to depict Shredder as, like, this, like, you know, really pointy armored dude, I feel like they're gonna go really overboard with, like, the pointiness of him.
Which is why I always love the 2003 design. It's like, instead of just giving him, like, claw armors and such, why don't we just make it one giant samurai armor?
Yeah. That's why I kind of liked what they did with him in the first Michael Bay movie. It's like, it was just, like, a suit. Giant suit.
Yeah, but the problem with that was, like, just... Like, people... Like, for those that don't know, in the original Michael Bay Ninja Turtles movie, I can't remember his name.
No, but they were gonna make, like, this, like, white guy who was, like, the main villain sort of the movie. They were gonna make him Shredder, but then everyone got pissed off. Whitewashing him. Like, why is he a white guy? So then they brought this random Asian guy in to just be Shredder. And he was like his bodyguard or something. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, so now it's like, well, there you go. You got what you wanted. But now the movie makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, like made it seem like he was going to be Shredder. And then it didn't happen. I would have preferred that, honestly.
It was, like, the whole entire point of a reimagining of these turtles is a reimagining of the whole world.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Shredder isn't as stereotypical Asian as you want.
Oh, sorry, 1980s, like, children that are now fully grown adults.
Fucking Shredder's voiced by Uncle Phil from fucking Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
And then he was replaced by Jim Cummings.
Oh.
Because of James Avery being on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah. Turtles.
Or is it Tim Curry? No, it's Jim Carrey.
No, Jim Cummings.
Jim Cummings, yes. Yeah. I almost said Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey. Okay. Alright, I mean, those turtles. So anyways, yeah, these designs are okay. Gar said they'll look better in toy form, yeah. I think. So yeah, if they make a toy of Raph, I will buy it.
I can see that New York Toy Fair is coming up in 2 weeks. I can see new turtle toys coming out for these guys.
Because I have a huge Raphael collection, and like I have various figures from different forms of them.
Yeah, you have like the reissue of the 80s toy.
The 90s you have movie toy.
Yeah, you have the recently brand new 90s turtle toy.
A couple of the 2012 ones. And pop vinyl. And then, like, articulate figure of the 1980s.
Yeah, so the only one that you're missing is a one from the 2003 cartoon.
Yep, and one from...
And one from the 2007 movie.
I want that Night Watch figure, Gar.
Why you want Night Watcher?
Because he's awesome! Because it's Raphael as a fucking tokusatsu hero.
No, it's just him as a vigilante. So if anything, he's more like Daredevil or like one of the Defenders.
Defenders.
Well, anyways, let's talk about the episodes. Alright, episode 10 of Ultraman Ginga, the Jet Black Ultra Brothers.
Ooh, yeah, so we got to see like an evil Ultra 7, like 7 Dark he was called, and he was cool.
Or Ultra 7 Black, if that makes sense.
Well, it said when he did Dark Live, it was 7 Dark, that's what he called him, so.
Well, didn't we say like Black and, like, black and shadow, or black shadow and dark, are like just the same words.
In Japan. Like Kuro, but like he said, seven dark. So that's what the Dark Spark said.
I'm just gonna keep referring to them as black.
Yeah, just like some is all right. Like
it's leading towards the finale.
Yeah, like we fucking. Kara gets his ass kicked and then he gets like rendered unconscious, like because it's like, oh, he's not injured or dying or anything. He's just really physically and mentally exhausted, so like he just can't do anything right now. And so like.
Also, there was a continuity error at the beginning of the episode. Because at the end of episode 9, Ginga's color timer was going off. At the beginning of this episode, it's no longer going off.
Yeah, I feel like they just kind of wrote themselves into that and were like, well, we can't have his color timer just like running out the whole beginning of that fight or whatever, so it's like, fuck it. And like, Misuzu tries to do something and like.
Misuzu?
Whatever her name is. Yeah, it's Misuzu, isn't it?
It's Misu. Or.
Yeah, it's Misuzu.
I think you're pronouncing that wrong.
No, I think it's Misuzu. Misuzu.
I don't know, just whenever you said that, it sounds like Zuzu!
Zuzu! No, so, which, she was looking really cute in her freaking high school uniform. Oh, I won't deny that.
Freaking lame.
She's 19, whatever! She's legal on Crunchyroll.
She's legal on Crunchyroll? She's
legally available on Crunchyroll.
You know what, that's the title of the episode.
Just, yeah, sorry. And so she's like, okay, I gotta go do something. So, like, she tries, like, turning into a kaiju, whatever, like that. Or no, she wasn't going to yet, but she was like, okay, I need to. And, so then she gets, Chigusa and,
Kenta.
What? Oh, Kenta.
That's Kenta.
And it's like, okay, we need to do something. And then the grandpa's like, oh, guys, I have this spark doll for you. He's like, where the fuck did you get that? And
yeah, it's
like,
a...
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, Hatsuma gave them the Jassuline spark doll.
Yeah, which is kind of like this, like ancient statue, kind of like from, like, the Amazon or something, kind of.
Or you made a Donkey Kong reference.
Yeah, he kind of reminded me of Inka Dinka Doo, which... So it was like this like tiki kind of statue thing that would have like different faces depending on like what its mood was, and then you just go Inka Dinka Doo.
I love you.
Spin a rinky dinky ding.
Yeah. Same thing.
No, yeah. And so like I liked Inka Dinka Doo. I thought he was a funny character. Yeah, so then they trans like him or Misuzu, Chigusa, and Kenta, they all transform into it because it's like I guess they need all three of them to operate.
Oh, it has three heads. There's three of them.
So they scan the light spark
mini. The Ginga light spark.
Thank you. And then they, like, all touch hands or whatever, and then they ultra live into him. And then, like, he has, like, this weird kind of, like, nidical, which Cell Northcaster was watching with us, and he was actually really fucking annoyed by it. And then I made the funny idea where I was like, oh, we should all cosplay. Go around in New York and be like, whoa!
Anyways, Kuroki, there we go. She went out into the mountains in which Gray found her, gave her a dummy Dark Spark.
Yep.
And a Spark doll that transformed her into Antalar.
It was like an antlion kaiju.
He's just an ant.
Oh.
Antalar.
Oh, okay. Antlar, fucking hell.
In which apparently he has magnetic powers, which causes Tomoya and Officer Kaki
to
have their belts.
Their belts stuck together with them attached to them.
How does that work?
No, and you know what's funny? The way the scene was transitioning, it sounded like Tomoya was kind of getting like. I hate using this word, but like getting raped by the cops. So he's like, no, let go, please, stop, Yamete.
No, Officer Kaki, Yamete.
Yamete. And then like what happens is they're able to remove their belts, and they get thrown some steel girders get like thrown at them, and then they like get blocked by it, and they get pinned against a wall, and like Tomoya's tablet gun or whatever like that gets like thrown up, and because of the magnetism, and you can't like do anything about it.
Because, of course.
Yeah.
But then, Hikaru wakes up. No, Hikaru has a dream with Misuzu's
dad. And it's like, oh, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm being like, protective for my daughter.
Do you like my daughter? What the fuck does this have to do with anything?
I must know. Do you love her?
And Hikaru's just like, Misuzu just wants you to be like how you were when you met her mother. Like, and I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean?
Just, what does that have to do with the situation right now?
Yeah.
And so then, it's like in Man of Steel when Superman, Lois kiss. Well, you know what they say? The first kiss is, the first kiss goes downhill from there. Who says that?
Not me. So then, yeah, and then Hikaru wakes the fuck up, and,
He runs out, saves his friends from Ancillar, but then Black Ultra 7 shows up, and then John 9 shows up.
And does nothing.
Gets his ass handed to him.
Literally does nothing.
Literally shows up just to get his ass kicked.
And then just fucking Ginga wins, kicks Seven Dark's ass, and then...
With a I'm a man punch.
And then the principal, like, goes up to the grandfather and is like, you know who the Dark Master is? And he's like,
No. He went up to her. Don't be putting words in their mouth.
You know who the Dark Master is?
I know who the Dark Master is.
It's... And then we don't find out.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know who it is. You don't know who it is.
No. You're like, oh, it's the principal. And I was like, you're fucking kidding me. I hope so.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, the episode ends with Misuzu disowning her father, running off, and then Gray finds her, and then puts her in command, or puts her under a spell?
Yep.
I don't know.
It's weird.
Also, Go is nowhere to be seen.
Yeah.
Go's is gone.
Yeah, the boxer dude is just gone.
Guess that distortion between time and space is no longer there.
Or maybe he's just hiding because he's like, fuck this.
Oh yeah, and Hatsuma knows who Ultraman Taro is.
Yep.
Because of course.
Yep. So that was an okay episode, Ginga. So hopefully the last two episodes are pretty epic, Gar.
Pretty interstellar.
Yeah. But now let's move on to something better. On to Or.
Episode 11, Trouble, Mama's Here. Just that title. It doesn't even match this episode.
No, Mama is here.
Mama's gonna cause some trouble.
Mago Orochi.
Yeah, the episode begins at a public bath, because, and probably the greatest scene in Ultraman Or happens.
Yeah, so, like, they're all in the bathhouse or whatever like that, and then you just see Naomi just sitting there. Guy?
Yeah?
Yeah? Can you be my boyfriend?
It literally cuts to, like, I want to say like these bowls?
Like, cups or bowls or something.
Cups or bowls.
And then just...
We just see Kenta...
Jetta and...
Yeah, Jetta and Shin. Not Kenta and Shin. Jetta and Shin. For no reason whatsoever. Slow-mo... Diving into the cups.
And they're just like, oh.
And I think they're showing no. Because from what I heard, it sounds like they're saying no.
Yeah. Well, and they're also shocked. And you just see Guy just like, the fuck did you just say?
Please, you're the only one that I can ask.
Yeah, don't ask Jed or fucking Shin.
They're losers. You're a loser.
So what do you want to do? I want to build a time machine.
I want to build a time machine.
Build a robot that's for peace. Or be a veterinarian.
Yeah, then I want to be a veterinarian. Those are my goals.
Are you sure you didn't have those reversed? No.
I'm destroying Sword Art Online and I'm logging everyone out. Not in that order, right? I'll have to get back to you on that one. Because the castle's just, like, falling apart. It's like, oh, goodbye.
So, it's amazing because, like, Guy's, like, in this really well, nice suit, and he has, like, glasses on to kind of make him look like he's, like, you know, a really good-looking boyfriend. And then we get introduced to probably one of the best characters in Ultraman Orb. Naomi's mom!
Naomi's mother, who doesn't get a name in this episode.
But she's fucking great. She's so talkative. She never shuts the fuck... She's honestly, like... She's like Deanna Troi from Star Trek Next Generation's mom, Luxuana Troi, who's like just this really horny as fuck, just like older woman who's just
I wouldn't say horny.
And she's pretty horny for Guy and Juggler.
Well, no, she's just like it's all in her head, more or less.
Sure.
But yeah, this guy is like, oh, it's like, so when's the wedding? It's like, oh, we're going to do it after he finishes the exams. Yeah, I'm a lawyer.
Be, and he's like reading like script from his hand. A lawyer. Taking my bar exam.
Wait. Why do you need to do a bar exam?
It's not that kind of exam, Gar. It's not for bartending. If you were taking an exam for bartending, it'd be bartending exam.
What?
I'll look it up. Give me a second.
Okay.
I'm Googling bar exam. So, a bar examination is a test intended to determine whether a candidate is qualified to practice law in a given jurisdiction. So, it's like a different kind of bar.
Okay.
The term bar to mean the whole body of lawyers, the legal profession, comes from ultimately from English custom. In the early 16th century, a railing divided the hall and the ends of court, with students occupying the body of the hall and readers or benchers on the other side. So... it's a literal bar.
Oh.
I love it when you didn't know what that was. Sel just immediately was just like fucking facepalm. Like, oh my god, Gar, come on, man. No, I didn't know that either. So
just facepalm.
I knew it wasn't a bartending exam, mm-hmm. but I didn't know what the term bar exam meant.
But yeah, it's just as the dinner's going on, no guys like. Yes, I am a part of the good guys. Juggler immediately shows up behind Naomi's mother, being like, oh, you sure about that? And just, it took Guy a split second, because I paused the video quickly to get a drink. Come back. I played the video again. For a quick second, you just see Guy like, oh, shit! It's Juggler!
What the fuck? And then just, it's so funny, like, we just immediately see like, just Juggler about to, like, transform his boss form, and Guy just immediately grabs him, and just puts him in court. He's like, what the fuck, I thought I killed you. Yeah, well, you thought wrong. Maybe you should have checked more carefully to see if I actually was dead, you idiot.
Or there's my version. I thought you were dead. Hi, Juggler, nice to see that you're not dead.
It
would have been nicer to say.
And then just he just goes on the spiel about just being like, oh, thank you for destroying all the super beasts. The King Devil Beast, so I can,
Kung
Fu my plan.
Like, as they're trying to say this, Naomi's mother keeps coming in to
Don't fight over me, gentlemen, please. Yeah.
Oh, take a picture, say butter. Why butter?
I don't know.
Takes the picture. And then Guy's like getting really close to him. It's like, let's finish this once and for all. Oh, you two don't have to fight over me. It's like, you're fucking...
Yeah, this literally sounds like fucking Luxuana Troi from TNG. Not even funny.
And then, like, they're at the table. Juggler's placing out the King Demon Beast cards. He's like,
oh. Trying to have, like, a serious conversation with Guy about, like, what's going to happen next. He's like, yes, you helped me advance in my plans.
Who's hungry?
You've been in the palm of my hand the whole time, just... doing my bidding, and Guy's just like, fucking kill it. All right, time to eat. I'm not like, oh no, it's okay. I ordered more.
Just
Guy, make sure you eat up.
You see Juggler's face. Just like I'm ready for him to be like, who's hungry? Damn it, woman, we're trying to have a perfect dinner.
He's just Vegeta.
He's just ready to slam his fist into the ground, be like, can you fuck off?
Can you please fuck off?
Here's $100. Go fuck off.
And then just like, so they keep on talking for a bit, and then Naomi's just like, just trying to just be her best. It's like, oh my god.
My mother's so annoying. Also, that guy can literally kill us.
And then, like, Naomi's mom just looks over at the window.
Man, Tokyo's so... Man, Tokyo is so scary.
And just like, they look over. Giant woman peering through the window. And guy, and she's like, Hero of Light, you have been chosen.
Yeah, it was Princess Tamayura from episode 6 of Ultraman Orb.
Yeah.
In which, just, everyone's outside. It's a ghost! It's a ghost! Nah, that's just a level 5 vapor.
And just,
Oh, I'm gonna take video of it! Take a video of it. Sees the video, nothing there. Damn it!
Fuck! and, like, yeah, and then, like, guys just like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Alright. Oh, no, it's like, oh, there's a calamity coming. Yeah, I was getting to that. As Juggler starts to eat the food, just... Yeah, I was gonna tell him that. But it's gonna be me. I'm gonna bring the calamity.
So then, kind of like later on or whatever, like, guy meets up a Juggler again. Juggler's, like, sitting on a stool, and, like, Gar was just so, like, did he bring that stool with him? Did he buy it? I was like, no, it was just there.
I have a feeling Juggler went out and stole stool.
No.
just push the kid off of it.
She's like, so what the fuck are we gonna do now? Are we gonna fight? And he's like, well, duh. And then, so we get Juggler Guy fight number 5.
But this time, Juggler's in his Majin form.
Yep. And then he pulls out the Belial card and shows him. He's like, look what I got. Well,
hang on. There's still more, Naomi's.
No, I was getting into that. So, like, Naomi's trying to figure out shit with, like, Shin and Jetta, and, like, Guy's there, too, and he's just like, meh. And then, like, they're like, alright, well, we gotta go figure this shit out. Something search people, shit, oh! And just Naomi's mom, what the fuck was that? You should say, searchers, or, like, searchers for something. Or searching for something. That's how you should probably say it, not the jarbled English.
Yeah, it's like broken English. Me fail English? That's implausible.
I didn't put you through college for this. And she's like, Mom, not now. And she's like, I don't give a shit if you get married or fucking
you don't,
your career. I just don't want you doing anything risky.
And the charade's up. You don't even know who Guy is, do you? No. And then it's like, oh, I want you to come move back with me. It's like,
Naomi's like, no, but the prom's tomorrow.
But the prom? With the end of the world happening outside.
We just need the thumbnail for this week's episode to just be a shot of just Juggler, like, eating his food.
Alright.
Because that's just funny.
2 weeks in a row, Juggler is the thumbnail.
Yep. And it won't be the last. We will have many thumbnails of Juggler.
Me as I'm trying to type in the thumbnail.
So then Juggler, like, summons Maga Orochi.
Yeah, Maga Orochi.
Which is, like, weird. Like, he summons, like, this giant, like, pulsating, like, meat sack, and then he, like, throws the Belial card into its eye, which then breaks the Zoffy card, apparently.
Because, you know, a scene that you skimmed over is that Shin had a bunch of paperwork based on the princess, and it's revealed that the princess had powers. And she used the powers of the warrior to help her seal the monster away. So Zoffy, at one point, came to that earth, be like, fuck, nope, you stay there.
And he sacrificed himself.
You're hot, I'm gone.
Poor Zoffy. And, yeah, the sack explodes, Mega Orochi comes out of it, and he's pretty cool. Like, Cell described him best, honestly. He's like a mixture of Godzilla and Destroya if they, like, fused.
The Destroya!
And he's, like, really cool, and, like, he's really tough because Guy, like, decides to turn to Ultraman and Orb and fight him. And he literally goes through, like, every single fucking form he has, and it's
goes through every form and final attack.
And just nothing. Nothing phases this thing.
Nothing.
And then he, like...
It's like if we need a new form or something.
So then he, like, collapses on the ground, and Juggler's just like, well, and I knew this is how it was gonna end. And then he takes... Guy's cards for some reason, because he already did that before.
He takes the Ultra Fusion card holder.
Yeah, and it makes like a sound when he's taking it off. And, like, it's really big. And I'm like, we're like, what?
Toy doesn't do that.
And then the episode just like ends.
With like the end of the world.
Yep. And so next week we're gonna get fucking Thunderbuster, my favorite orb form. Because it's so cool and so evil, and just nothing's better than Thunderbuster.
So yeah, a pretty short episode this week.
Yeah.
Then again, it's like, we didn't really have much to say about news.
Yeah, and we didn't have much to say about Ginga.
Yeah, because Ginga's on its way out.
It is.
If anything, we could just watch the last two episodes.
Might as well do that.
Just to get it over with.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so episode 30, we'll finish off Ultra Rank Ginga. And we'll also watch the debut of Ultraman or Thunderbreast.
Oh, baby! I can't wait. I'm still so tempted to get that figure art.
Well, the figure art is just mwah.
But as for Ultraman figure arts for now, I'm only getting Jeep Primitive.
I wouldn't mind having a set of Ultra Brothers.
There you go. Get Sophie.
Sophie!
Get the figure art Sophie. Do you have an Ultra Active Sophie?
No.
Oh. Get on that.
I'm working on it.
Your favorite Ultraman, you don't even have a figure of him. What the fuck?
Well, maybe if they didn't make it a premium Bandai fucking Ultra Act and everybody wants $115 for him online, maybe I can actually afford it.
Yeah, that's true. Anyways, this has been episode 29.
She's legally available.
Crunchyroll. Which, speaking of that, Ultraman Ginga and Ultraman Orb are all both legally available on Crunchyroll. Hashtag Dyna on Crunchyroll, please.
Hashtag Dyna on Crunchyroll.
Yeah, we want Dyna.
But for Twitters, you can follow me at twitter.com/autobotautorod.
You can follow me at twitter.com/lane_.
For me talking about other tokusatsus, you can check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/garstokublogs. Where I am almost finished Battle Fever J. I think I am 8 episodes away from finishing it.
Yeah, you are.
I'm 8 episodes from finishing Battle Fever J, but at this point, I really do not care.
Yeah, because you're just like, they're not subbing the episodes whole, and you're just, the plot's just not really there.
Yeah, it's like, even, like, there isn't really a plot. It's an episodic series, because there was no such thing as VHS. No, there were VHSs back in 1979. But, you know, there were no, like, collection sets back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, for other Cast Ranger pages, you can check us out at facebook.com/rscastranger. For older episodes, you can check us out at castranger.podbean.com. And you can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/RadioSentaiCastRanger. Don't we have merch?
No. Yeah, we got shirts. So we need to make some Ultraman merch. We should see if we can get someone to make us as Ultraman.
What was it? Ultraman swag?
Well, there was Ultraman swag, yeah, but we need to make you and I as Ultraman.
Okay.
That'd be cool. I just have a pink and gray form with pink eyes. Look fucking sick. And my color timer would be in the shape of an L.
How would that work?
It'd just be a color timer but in the shape of an L.
How about a lowercase L? That way it's just a stick.
Sure. I mean, orbs go in the shape of an O.
It's a ring.
Yeah, it can also be an O. Anyways, good night, everyone. We're going to, just me and Gar are just going to continue arguing about this. Yeah, so, Gar, you know what? I'm surprised you're not going to make a color timer G. G for Gar. You know, Ultraman Gar.
Ultraman Gar. Make it happen.
2018.
Do it!
Good night, everybody!